Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. As we begin our work segment this morning here this Tuesday, I just want to say I am very fortunate to have a job. I feel that way. I've been employed in the news business somewhere continuously since 1981. And during all that time, I've used a wheelchair. I've been a disabled person in the workforce for all of that time. When I started out in the workforce, the estimate of unemployment among people with disabilities was something like, 70%, 80%. They couldn't even really count. Through the booms and busts of the next 29 years, with the passage of anti-discrimination legislation like the Americans with Disabilities Act, the unemployment rate for people with disabilities has never really come down. Why? Well, I used to think that my success in the workplaces where I was successful would produce opportunities for other people like me. But I was wrong. I've always been pretty much the only person in a wheelchair in my own workforce. In today's work segment, we're considering a big new ad campaign that I've noticed. You may have seen it. It's called Think Beyond the Label. It encourages employers to hire people they may consider unhireable due to physical limitations. Got us thinking. The unemployment rate for people with disabilities is way beyond the unemployment rate for everyone else in the nation. What can be done? Joining us now is Justin Jones Fasu, who's a leadership trainer and host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
And Elena Wallace joins us. She's the star of Think Beyond the Label's television ad campaign. Elena, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Elena or Alana?
Alana.
Alana, you know, I'm so thrilled to talk to you. You are a star. You are totally a star.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
I've seen this commercial, and you are just sort of, I feel like I want you to come to my workplace and work with me.
I'd like to do that.
We could be like wheelchair pals, don't you think?
I would love to be your sidekick.
Now, are you trained as an actress? It says in the commercial, and people should go to our website, they can actually see the commercial. It says in the commercial that you are an HR manager.
That's right. I was formally trained. I majored in theater music in college.
So you're an actress, but you're playing an HR manager. What have been the challenges of getting a job for someone in a wheelchair? And how long have you been in a wheelchair?
I've been in a wheelchair for over 30 years.
Oh, just like
me. I contracted polio when I was 5 years old.
So how hard is it to get a job?
It's often very hard, especially in the arts. Very often roles are not specifically designed for someone who uses a wheelchair. Sometimes casting directors, they just don't have the imagination or the vision to know that we can play a variety of roles. We can be the sexy mistress, the murderer, or even the dancer can be someone who's in a wheelchair. And I'm a classic example of that. I mean, why wouldn't they be? I'm, in fact, the director of a dance company in Chicago called Dance Detour, which is a physically integrated dance company comprised of dancers with and without disabilities. So,
and I've seen you perform. It's great stuff.
Wow. Thank you.
Well, Alana Wallace, when they came to you to be the star of this commercial, to be the person in the wheelchair in the workplace who talks about labels, what excited you about this campaign?
I was most excited about the fact that the commercial was so clever, it was edgy, and it was funny. It wasn't showing people with disabilities in the usual way we're used to seeing them depicted, you know, that the aren't they special, or
right.
the you know, that pity party,
yeah,
kind of. So, we weren't a patient. We weren't the peon kind of rolling past in the background.
We're not trying to cure you, and you're not like an athlete at the Olympics either, right?
Exactly.
All right. Let's bring Justin Jones Fasu in here. Justin, you know, can campaigns like this have an impact where it seems that there are so many obstacles for employers to actually get real about this?
Absolutely. I think, you know, John, one of the things that's very important for people to get past is their misconceptions on the part of employers regarding such things as insurance rates. A lot of companies think my insurance rates are going to go up if I hire a person with a disability. But that is far from the case. Actually, that's based solely on relative hazards and accident rates of organizations, not with workers with disabilities. And other employers also assume sometimes they'll have to pay thousands of dollars to make a workplace accessible. But in truth, 56% of disabled workers require no additional monies to accommodate them. And of those who do, the cost is very incremental, only maybe a one-time cost of $600.
And it's not like they're doing something to ruin their workplace. I mean, putting in a ramp or widening a door, I mean, these are called improvements, right?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, there's a couple of things, because a lot of times employers are looking at what impacts my bottom line. And what's shown is that actually 87% of the public prefers to support businesses that hire people with disabilities. It's actually over a $1 trillion market that a lot of people aren't tapping into because they're, you know, the friends, the family of people who are disabled, they look for places that hire people with disabilities. And increasingly also their tax benefits. Small businesses can earn a tax credit for eligible expenditures like widening doorways and putting in ramps. And for all businesses, there's a maximum deduction of $15,000 a year for the same things. It does improve the bottom line.
You know, Alana Wallace, has your success translated into opportunities for people younger than you? It hasn't been the experience in my line of work.
I certainly hope that it has. It's just not easy. I mean, I can remember being discouraged when I was young. When I was in college, I was discouraged from pursuing a teaching career. My counselor actually told me I would be considered a fire hazard in the Chicago public school system.
Well, of course. I mean,
yeah,
because you're just so hot, right?
Oh, well, she assumed I wouldn't be able to handle fire drills. But
oh, that's good. I love that.
But, you know, all that did was just really encourage me to become a teacher anyway. And once I did, my chair was never an issue. And I remember even years later, there was another incident when I was working in a hospital, and a new supervisor came on board, and he took issue with the fact that I wouldn't be able to bring him a cup of coffee in the morning the way he was used to his previous assistant doing. Now, he didn't say it to my face, of course, but I overheard him talking about it, and he didn't fire me either, but it wasn't long before I was moved to another department.
Well, Alana Wallace, you know, great stories. And if people want to see you, they can go to thinkbeyondthelabel.org and get a look at this commercial, Think Beyond the Label's television ad campaign. Or you can see it in heavy rotation on CNBC all over television. Alana, thanks so much.
I thank you.
Justin Jones-Fossil, I got a couple of seconds for you to take us out. Final thought?
Yeah, no. Actually, a lot of people don't know that there's people with disabilities right next to them. 21.9% of the working population has disabilities, but you can't always
right.
see that. So make sure
really
you
good
look
point.
Beyond the label.
All right, looking beyond the label, Justin Jones-Fossil, leadership trainer and host of WEAA Baltimore's Listen Up. Thanks, guys.